to me, this film is about identity and violence. And I wanted to tell a story about identity and violence. And that's why I took two different identities in two different geographies, and I created parallel characters, you know, parallel narratives and parallel events on both sides, and sort of brought them together. And, you know, that is how I structured my narrative. And that was done to reach these, to study the questions of, you know, religious intolerance, sexual unfreedom, and I guess most importantly, violence, to study violence and where it comes from. So I guess, you know, that's what I was trying to address in the film. Regarding, you know, the censorship in India, and regarding, I'm sure your audience must be aware that homosexuality is a criminal offense in India. Mm. And it's kind of absurd to imagine that in today's India we don't have equal rights for LGBT community, and forget equal rights, that they're trying to figure out how to stay out of jail. So that's just a sad state of affairs. And then when somebody makes a film about it, and a very sort of raw, head-on sort of attempt to address, you know, what that community faces in India, and then they just go out and ban it. So I don't know when it started. You know, I was in any way, planning to protest against government authorities, and that is why I was making that film. No, I mean, I was making film because the question of religious intolerance, violence, and whatever homosexual identity faces in India are subject that are important stories and they need to be told. But with the current state of affairs, it feels that we have gone a little bit more regressive and backward than where we were when I was starting to make this film.